In the long run, however, Straw's strategy backfired.
The transcript revealed the inquisitorial character of the hearing and the corruption of justice during the McCarthy period.
Within 4 years, the transcript would destroy the reputation and government career of Lewis Straws.
Ironically, publicity surrounding the trial and its verdict enhanced Oppenheimer's fame both in America and abroad. Where once he was known only as the father of the atomic bomb, now he had become something even more alluring, a scientist martyred, like Galileo.
Outraged and shocked by the decision, 282 Los Alamos scientists signed a letter to Straws defending Oppenheimer.
Around the country, more than 1,100 scientists and academics signed another petition protesting the decision.
In response, Straws replied that the AEC's decision was a hard one, but the proper one.
The broadcaster Eric Severide noted, "Oppenheimer will no longer have access to secrets in government files, and government, presumably, will no longer have access to secrets that may be born in Oppenheimer's brain."